Welcome on into Clemson's DFS Picks, and today we're going to look at an updated version of futures picks for the MLB season. We're about, almost 3 weeks in. Every team's basically, other than COVID situations, played between 15 and 17 games. So we got a nice little sample size to kind of go off of everywhere, every team. We want to look at for division wins and things of that nature. Maybe at the end, we'll touch on some MVP candidates and Cy Young candidates that you can throw on some book, whether you like DraftKings Sportsbook, FanDuel Sportsbook, or whatever book you decide, William Hill or whatever your state allows. So let's jump into it. We'll start here in the AL East, which is one of my, not my favorite division, but one of my most interesting divisions to look at. Obviously, coming in, the Yankees were the favorite. They're 5-10 to start the season, sitting in the cellar. I don't see that continuing completely, but I am a little worried if you're a Yankees fan based on their, or if you hold Yankees future stocks based on their pitching staff outside of Gerrit Cole. Jordan Montgomery looks decent. Corey Kluber looks completely washed as a Cleveland fan. And I'm not surprised after the World Series run and him not getting any rest. And I think that ended his run as a dominant pitcher. Domingo Germán's been sent up and back and down a couple times already. Gerrit Cole looks like himself, but they better win every start of his. So the bats will heat up. Once the weather gets better, the bats will heat up. But they are striking out in an alarming clip. Aaron Judge has already missed a few games with some oblique issues. I'm a little worried about the Yankees. They're 5-10. The Blue Jays at 7-9 are interesting. I think they have a shot, Vlad Guerrero is playing out of his mind. Bo Bichette's playing out of his mind. Kevin Biggio was not, so I'm a little worried about him. Once they get George Springer back, though, that's almost like just a jolt of energy for them. Randall Grichuk's fine, but you get a guy like George Springer in there, he's really going to ignite that offense more than it already has been. And even though they're 7-9 right now, they have a +9 run differential. I think they'll be okay. I think they're going to have a shot, maybe more at the wild card than the division win. The Orioles are 7-9. Honestly, I'm very excited about their offense. I think they have a -5 run differential, and they're in their 7-9 run here. They've kind of tailed off lately, 3-7 in their last 10. But I love their lineup with Santander, who's started slow. Real Ruiz, I think he's a great power hitting lefty, could steal some bases. Mountcastle, I mean, they got a lot of talented. Trey Mancini, Cervino. They have a lot of talented bats. They just need a little bit more pitching outside of Johnny Means' business. Matt Harvey's actually looked decent for them in a few starts he's made. So I'm lukewarm on the Orioles. Obviously, I don't think they can win the division, but I definitely like their upside. They need a little more pitching, though, and bullpen help. Now we're getting to the top, and Tampa and Boston look amazing right now. Boston's in first at 11-6 with a +28 run differential, which is unreal. They're playing like the old Boston that we all love and know and love from, back in 2018. They're hitting the hell out of the ball. Bogarts, Martinez, and Devers are all, in my opinion, in probably the top seven in AL MVP voting right now, or should be. These guys look unbelievable. Verdugo and Kike at the top of that lineup look unreal. So the offense in general looks like maybe the best offense in baseball right now outside of the Dodgers. My worry is obviously the pitching. The bullpen doesn't bother me too much, but the starting pitching is very suspect. They really need to add an arm. If they get Chris Sale back, say in June or so, that could really be a jolt for them. But to me, I definitely still lean Tampa here. Even they have a -10 run differential, even though they're 9-8. Their pitching looks great. Tyler Glass now looks honestly like the best pitcher in baseball right now. outside of Shane Bieber. Their offense is a lot better than I think people give it credit for. Arozarena's coming back to where he was last year, just killing the baseball. Austin Meadows is back to how he was in 2019. This offense is a lot better. They just got Kevin Kiermaier back. Probably the second or first, maybe the best defensive outfielder in baseball. I could do a whole segment just on this division because it's so, to me, it's so interesting. But I would say Tampa is my favorite to win the division, and Boston too. But I think both these teams, when it comes down to it, are going to be very, very entrenched in the playoff race. And I think the Yankees and Blue Jays will be hanging in. This division is going to be a lot of fun to watch going forward. And I wouldn't sleep on the Orioles as well. Then we go on to the AL Central. Kansas City's in first, 9-6. Well, let's start in the basement. Detroit, 6-10. They are what they are. Negative 28 plays the point differential. We don't even really need to talk about them. Minnesota, 6-8. They're looking a little disappointing. The pitching hasn't been there other than Maeda and Barrios. They have a plus 6 run differential. And they're 3-7 in their last 10, and they're just getting over a COVID issue. I think today they have a doubleheader out in Oakland. They've been on a West Coast swing. Let's see when they come back home. The weather warms up a little bit in Minnesota. I think they'll get back to pace. Byron Buxton looks like a stud. Nelson Cruz is doing Nelson Cruz stuff. Max Kepler, I think they're missing Eddie Rosario a little bit. Jorge Polanco doesn't look that great. And Luis Arraez is hitting the ball, but again, no power there. A little worried about Minnesota. But I think once the weather heats up like the Yankees, they'll be okay. The White Sox are 8-9 with a positive 11 run differential, 5-5 in our last game. Carlos Rodon's throw that no-hitter against the Tribe. To me, they're my favorite in this division to win it. The pitching staff is unreal with Giolito, Rodon, Keuchel, Cease, and Lance Lynn, who just went on the DL or IL, but it sounds like he's only going to miss one start, potentially, maybe two. But he'll be fine. They have the best rotation in this division, overall rotation, and probably the best overall lineup. So at 8-9, I'm not worried about it. Oh, and they probably have the AL Rookie of the Year and the Yermin Mercedes. This guy is smashing baseball. He's hitting over 400. Like this guy a lot. He's actually going to take – a lot of people probably picked Andrew Vaughn to be the AL Rookie of the Year, but the way the Yerminator's playing, you can't take his bat out of that lineup. The Indians are 8-7 with a positive 5 run differential, 6-4 in their last 10. Their offense is, I at least watch or listen to every game. Their offense is brutal. If they don't hit home runs, they can't score. They can't string hits together. They have the worst first base platoon in baseball. With Yu Chang and Jake Bowers. They've even tried Josh Naylor over there. Bill Buckner had won and cost him a game in Cincinnati that Emmanuel Class A had saved up and gave Class A a blown save. I will say I love the bullpen with Wickren and Class A. I don't know, man. I could see them maybe staying around 500, but I don't see them winning this division. The White Sox are too tough. They have a series coming up with them starting today. We got snow coming to Cleveland tomorrow, though, so we'll see how that works out. But, I'm not too pumped. Other than outside of Shane Bieber, I do like Savale a lot. I think he's their true number two. I think Plesac's overrated. He's been bad this year. Only outside of his Detroit starts, he's pitched well against Detroit, but that doesn't really count. So, I don't know. Logan Allen's looked terrible. Other than that, Shane Bieber, AL Cy Young, he's definitely worth a flyer there. And then you go to the top division right now, 9-6 Kansas City. 6-4 in their last 10 with a 0 run differential. This is an interesting team because they're going to get Adalberto Mondesi back at some point. The pitching isn't big name or anything like that, but man, you look, Brad Keller, Brady Singer, Danny Duffy, Jacob Junis, they've been here for a while now. Singer's a little young, but man, they're not the worst. Oh, and Mike Minor too. He's a vet, you know, coming over from Texas. Man, I kind of like Kansas City as an upset pick here over the Indians. And if you want to get off the White Sox, man, Kansas City, they can hit the ball. I mean, they strike out a lot. But, you know, you got Soler, Hunter Dozier, Carlos Santana off to a slow start, like always. Whit Merrifield, they have some pop in that lineup. I don't see why they can't sneak in and win this division, fight for a wild card spot. Obviously, like I said, the White Sox have the best overall roster on paper, but I don't know. I like Kansas City as a sneaky option to win the division here. So, obviously, my one would be the White Sox. My sneaky pick would be the Royals. We'll move on to the West. You have Houston at 7-8 in the basement. They started off super hot, got COVID throughout the team, so they lost Yordan Alvarez, Bregman, and Altuve for a good stretch of that 10 games. So I think they've missed 5 or 6 already. So I'm not going to read too much into this. Honestly, if you can get value on Houston to win the division, I would take it right now because I think they are the best team in this division. So it's 7-8. I'm not too worried about it. They still have a +6 run differential. They played not enough games, not as many games as everybody else because of the COVID issue. So I would take a flyer on them. They're probably my favorite team to win this division. They have a nice little series in Colorado coming up, so that should be fun for DFS and scoring a lot of runs. Texas is 8-9. They are interesting because their offense can really, really put it together on some nights, but they just, I don't think they have. Dane Dunning's been a nice story, but they don't have enough pitching to survive this this division, to win and survive in the division. I don't even think they'll compete for a wild card. They have a -10 run differential, and they're 5-5 in their last 10, but I just don't think they have enough. They're a rebuilding team. I'm not super excited about Texas. Oakland is 9-7. They're interesting. They're probably my second favorite team to win this division. They have a -11 run differential, and they're still 9-7. They're 9-1 in their last 10, so they've really been hot lately. Ramon Laureano, I'm not saying he's an MVP candidate, but the dude's playing out of his mind. Matt Olson's hitting the ball. Matt Chapman's hitting the ball. They're a really good defensive team. Elvis Andrews coming over has really helped them at shortstop, even though Marcus Semien's having a nice little year in Toronto. But overall, I think their offense can get them there, so they'd probably be them and Houston would be my favorite picks to win this division. The Angels are 8-6, 5-5 in their last 10, +1 run differential. My thing here is they do have the offense, right? They can Trout, Ohtani, Jared Walsh looks like a stud first baseman, Pujols when he gets in the lineup, Upton, and David Fletcher. I mean, those guys are all wonderful hitters, right? Like, I like that lineup a lot. But how far can they go with Andrew Heaney, Griffin Canning, and the bunch? Is it enough pitching to get where you need to go? And it's the bullpen. I think this is the third place team in this division, which just sucks because you really want to see Trout in the playoffs. Seattle's 11-6 with a -2 run differential. They're 8-2 in their last 10. They've really been hot, but I don't know. I mean, their offense is okay. They have Taylor Trammell, the young rookie, who should be a lot of fun to watch. Kyle Lewis is coming back this week. Kyle Seager's been crushing the baseball. But I don't think I could really trust. I mean, you got Justin Sheffield, might be your ace, right? You say Kikuchi, Marco Gonzalez. They're decent. They're decent. I could see them finishing like third and upsetting one of like an Oakland or just sliding it. But I don't see them really competing to win the division. They've been a nice surprise, but I don't see it having enough to do that, compete there with the division. Scooting over to the NL, the Mets go to NL East. They've played the least amount of games, them and the Nationals, of anybody. The Mets are in first, Nationals are in last, actually. But the Nationals 5-9, -22 run differential. I think this is going to be a weird year for them. They added Josh Bell. He's hitting like .120 right now, but I think he'll pick that up. Their offense is nice. I mean, Trey Turner's playing out of his mind, probably in the running for NL MVP. Yeah, Trey Turner, Juan Soto, Kyle Schwarber. I mean, you have a nice lineup here. It's just, you know, Starlin Castro's playing okay. Victor Robles is obviously not hitting like he never does. Strasburg back on the DL. So I worry a little bit about the Nationals. Weird start to the season. I wonder if that's going to kind of set the tone for their whole season. So I don't like them to win the division whatsoever or really compete too heavily for a wild card spot. Atlanta 7-9, my favorite to win this division still. The pitching is a little worrisome right now, but I think Ian Anderson, Mike Soroka, these guys can carry this team. Charlie Morton, but and obviously Acuna looks like the NL MVP favorite already, betting like 400. Seven bombs. He's killing it. He just went out of the game Sunday night baseball on ESPN with an injury, but he should be back relatively soon. I don't think he'll miss much time. I think it was more precautionary is what it sounds like after a day. But him, Freddie, you know, they hit the hell out of the baseball, so I'm going to still keep them as my favorite. The Marlins are interesting at 7-8 with a +3 run differential. Starling Marte just broke a rib. He's been hitting the hell out of the ball, too. He's probably in the – before his injury, he was probably in the top five in NL MVP candidates. They did win a playoff series last year, so that was good for these young guys to get a against a bad Cubs team, to get some experience there. So I do like the Marlins to compete in this division. I don't know about win it, but I think they can compete for a wild card spot. The pitching's been – Alcantara's been great. Pablo Lopez – been decent. I kind of excited about that, man. They're off. I mean, Corey Dickerson's hitting the ball well. Jesus Aguilar's hitting for a little bit of power. Garrett Cooper, you know, the Jazz Chisholm looks like going to be I almost said Hall of Famer. Going to be a stud, hitting the ball, playing defense. He can do everything. That was a great pickup from Arizona from the Zach Allen trade. So. I don't know. I like Miami. Philly 8-8. They are gonna be like that all year, in my opinion. Aaron Nola looks like Aaron Nola. Zach Wheeler again, same deal. But after that, Eflin's fine. I don't really get very excited about the rest of that rotation. And the lineup's okay. I mean, you know, Didi and Bryce, they're hitting the ball. Real Muto, best hitting catcher in baseball. They're okay, but they'll compete, but I don't see them winning the division. And the Mets, starting out hot, not really hitting the ball. Guys like Conforto, McNeil, and Nimmo are not hitting very well. But they're 7-4, and those three guys aren't really hitting, and Lindor hasn't really got going yet. I think it could be pretty scary, a pretty scary offense down the line. And Stroman and DeGrom look amazing. So I like the Braves the most, but Mets would probably be my second favorite, and then the Marlins would be my sleeper to win this division. All right, and then you go over to the Central. Cubs and Pirates, I don't think have a shot. I think the Cubs, I think this is it. I think that the run's over, the World Series team. I think one of these guys will be left over, like a Rizzo, but I don't see Baez and Bryan, everybody being back next year. I think this is the end of the line for this Cubs team. They strike out more than anybody in baseball. They look terrible. The Pirates look, I mean, they're playing tough, man. Colin Moran, Adam Frazier, these guys are hitting the ball. Cabrian Hayes, they're just not really pitching enough, and their bullpen stinks. So, yeah, they'll probably end up finishing in the basement, but they'll be a little more fun to watch. The Cardinals are a weird team, a little too right-handed heavy. I liked them earlier in the preseason. I don't think they have enough pitching to get him there, to be honest with you. Flaherty's fine, but I don't think they have overall enough pitching. Wainwright looks terrible. And he has over 70 ERA. They're 8-8 right now, but I think that's about what they'll be all year. I think they'll be around that 500 mark, fighting for a wild card spot. Now, where it gets fun is Cincinnati and Milwaukee, right? Cincinnati's a +24 run differential. They're smashing. They are the big red machine. They're smashing the baseball. Smashing it. So, yeah, and at home, they're playing way better than they are on the road. They're averaging, I think, almost 10 runs a game at home right now. The weather's only going to get warmer. I mean, Castellanos is getting a little two-game suspension for that. Whatever he did, I don't know why. He's probably a favorite for the NL MVP right now, one of the favorites with Acuña. Moose has been out a little while, but with a non-COVID sickness, he'll be back. Suarez isn't hitting the ball well. He's striking out way too much, but I think that'll regress back to the positive side. And Jonathan India looks like a bona fide starting second baseman in Major League Baseball. So I'd be excited if I was a Reds fan. Now, the Brewers, I'm a little worried about Christian Yelich on the IL with the back. Keston Hira, again, him and Suarez, Keston Hira's striking out like 45% of his at-bats. It's just terrible. He's not showing the exact power that you want to see. Vogelbach has been nice. Nice little addition. Jackie Bradley's been a nice little addition. Batting leadoff for them. Their pitching staff, I mean, Corbin Burns, probably my favorite right now for NL Cy Young, outside of obviously DeGrom. But, man, their bullpen is so good, it's hard to pick against them. So if I had to pick a favorite right now, I'd probably go Milwaukee 1, Cincinnati 2 to win the division. And then I'd say St. Louis can hang around for a wild card spot. And I have no interest in the Cubs at all. And the Pirates, obviously they can't win the division, but they're an interesting team. Last division, probably the easiest one to talk about, the 13-4 Dodgers. They should run away with this division. The Cody Bellinger broken, fractured leg or whatever he's got going on, hairline fracture, is worrisome. But they can just give him time and win games without him. They'll be okay. Plus 37 run differential. That's unreal. Now, the team that's interesting here, if you really like the Padres, you got to worry about the Giants, because the Giants are tough. Their offense is hitting the ball well. Yaz, Slater, Dickerson, they're all hitting the ball well. Even Longoria is like flashing back to 2013 Longoria. So the Giants are interesting. Their pitching staff looks okay. I'm not over the Kevin Gausman's probably their, I'd say their best pitcher, Johnny Cueto. He can throw 127 pitches in a start. The park's opened up more for a hitter's park lately, as of last year. So Giants are interesting. Padres I worried about just because it's a Tatis. Tatis did hit that home run his first game back, but he's like 1-for-20 since coming back. He's batting like 112 right now. I'm really worried about that for Tatis. I don't know if he's going to make it this full season without having to go through that full labrum surgery. Machado's hitting fine. Will Myers is smashing the ball. Tommy Pham's hitting like 115, but he has like an expected 350 batting average, so I'm not too worried about him. So their offense will be okay. The pitching staff's been great too. I mean, Joe Musgrove has been lights out. He's probably a top five favorite for NL Cy Young right now through that no-hitter. So Musgrove, Darvish, I mean, Blake Snell not look great, but I think he'll get there. Carantini coming over from the Cubs has been a huge addition. So, I don't know. We'll see on them. But I definitely, obviously, the Dodgers are the favorite. The Giants are interesting wild card flyer for me. Arizona and Colorado are both rebuilding. I'm not really worried about either one of them. They are what they are. Not division winning teams. But real quick, Cy Young's. AL, I'm going to go Glasnow, Bieber, Cole, 1-2-3 right now. But I love what Glasnow's doing. He's looks like the best pitcher in the American League outside of Bieber right now. NL, I'm going to go Burns, DeGrom, Musgrove, probably my three favorite overall. So I really like what Corbin Burns is doing. In his first three starts, 30 strikeouts, no walks. I mean, the guy looks unreal. And then MVP candidates. AL is a little more open, wide open. For me, you got the three guys in Boston. Obviously, you got Martinez, Devers, Bogarts. They look like they have a good shot at it. Out West, there's really nobody that stands out for me. In the MVP candidate, and then in the Central, you know, you got your Tim Andersons, your Jose Abreus, your Nelson Cruz, but we'll see. I mean, I don't know if there's anyone on Tampa that you could give a offensive award to, maybe in a Rosarena or Meadows, but they really have to pick up, you know, and really light the world on fire. So we'll see on that. And the NL MVP, obviously, you got to start with Acuna. I mean, the guy looks amazing. All right, guys. Well, that was fun. We'll talk some more baseball soon.